episode 81.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, my 3-minute goofy recorded conversation with Cliff Ravenscraft turns into a 30-minute tutorial on key things that you need to be focusing on in your business today. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start, where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark Mason, and I'm very excited to be back on the mic. In fact, I'm not actually on the mic. You can probably tell I'm actually in my car sitting in the parking lot at the Westin Galleria in Dallas. For those of you that are familiar with Dallas, it's at 635 in the tollway. And I'm excited because I just finished having breakfast with my good friend, Cliff Ravenscraft. Now, Cliff and I are both attending the Podcast Movement Conference here in Dallas this weekend. And in fact, Cliff and I are both speaking. Now, of course, as you might imagine, Cliff is a high-tone featured speaker with a big keynote address, and I'm a less important speaker buried in some session on Sunday. But I'm privileged to be at the conference and be addressing the podcast community, and I'm really excited about that. But to be honest with you, I'm more excited about the opportunity to spend time with Cliff. Cliff is running his very first Next Level conference here, co-located with the Podcast Movement Conference. It's on Friday, and I'm going to get to spend the entire day with Cliff masterminding the late night internet marketing brand and business, looking at how to take that whole thing to the next level. And we'll be talking about that experience on the podcast because I'm taking you guys with me. But for now, I have to tell you what you did. You guys did a great thing. I asked for some silly questions to ask Cliff, and I thought, you know, we'd just jam in that audio somewhere in the show and it would be funny. I got some great questions to ask him from listeners. Thank you very much. But it turned into this whole big discussion about Cliff's philosophy on business, how he got where he is, and how that applies directly to you guys. I'm very excited for you guys to hear Cliff's views on mindset and adding value in business, how that got him where he is, and how that applies directly to what you need to be doing in your business. It's a really great, intimate conversation between me and Cliff, and we even talk about Star Trek during the conversation, so you'll have to listen to hear that. So without further ado, let me take you to a small table that Cliff and I found near a stairway in a nook and cranny in the Westin Galleria in Dallas. And if you can picture this, it's Cliff in a shorts and a t-shirt, me dressed up for work before the workday started at my day job, just located in kind of a undisclosed location in this hotel, talking about online business. Hi, Cliff.
What's up, Mark?
Not much, man. So, thanks for joining me for breakfast. So, this is the second time I've seen you in 2 days, right? So,
yeah.
This is crazy, right?
This is awesome, man. I tell you what, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I came to Dallas, Texas, what is it, 3 days before, 4 days before?
That's right.
The event.
Yeah.
I came here just so I would have the opportunity to hang out with you.
Now, we're going to get to hang out all day on Friday, too, right?
Yeah, we are.
So tell me what we're doing Friday.
It's my first ever live event, as far as business-related live event. And I've had plenty of meetups, as you know. But this is the first paid live event that I'm doing. It's a one-day mastermind called the Next Level Mastermind Event. And it's for business people who already have a business. It's primarily focused on people who have found already quite a bit of success in their business pursuits, but are now ready to take what they're doing to the next level, at least one area of their business, and taking it to the next level. And so that may mean creating a whole new line of products, or it may mean a whole new stream of income, completely different than what they've done before, and it presents new challenges to them of the unknown. And so the idea is to bring multiple people together from different areas of business, different backgrounds, but all people who are success-minded, who believe that, well, if we come together, anything is possible.
Now, I want to be clear on something. You're the podcast answer man, but it doesn't sound like this is a podcast focused thing, right? Is that my understanding that correctly?
Not a podcast focused thing at all. I think oddly enough, though, everybody there does have a podcast.
Yeah, well, but we're at a podcasting conference, so you did that was purposeful,
yes,
right?
That was intentional. But the reality is that this is not focused on podcasting. This is focused on business, and the reason for that is because I have a passion for starting businesses and learning how to take your business pursuits to the next level. Interestingly enough, when I started podcasting, full time, not to make money, and because I loved coaching people on how to podcast so much. I left my career in insurance to pursue podcasting full time because I knew that I could have a positive difference, make a positive difference in people's lives, and that's where I felt called to. And so when I left my career in insurance, I wasn't quite sure how I was going to generate income. I had some ideas. I actually thought that I would, I did know that coaching and consulting was something that would work for me in the area of podcasting. And I knew that, but in reality, I thought that was just going to be a third of my income. And I thought another third of my income was going to be from advertising and sponsorships of all the shows that I was creating. And I didn't know where the other third of my income was going to come, but I realized there were multiple opportunities for me to pursue. And what happened was I kind of went into business in a way that I don't know that I would actually suggest most people do, but so much of it just came into being as I, stepped out in faith and started to pursue things. I said, you know what? One thing is for certain, I do not accept failure as an option. I will not go back to selling insurance, and I will not go back into debt, and our family will thrive through this experience, even though it's going to be difficult. And out of all of that, and the desire and the need to succeed, came a whole business. And I didn't have any business experience going into this outside of I'm a good salesperson, and I
would agree with that. Yep.
I've had a lot of sales training over the years as an insurance agent. I'm good with people. I love people, and
we love you too.
And I have a desire to serve people. And I have a mission in life, and that is to make people's lives better. And there is no reason to have a business other than to add value to people's lives. So I just knew that.
I say this all the time. I want you to say that again. What did you just say?
There's no other reason to have a business than to add value to people's lives.
See, I don't just make this stuff up, right? I'm not the only one that thinks this. So businesses need to add value. So you have this principle about adding value. You took a lot of action, leveraged some risk, really, but had focus and took some action. And then, fast forward, how many years now have you been doing this?
Well, I'm horrible at math, and I don't do it live on a podcast, but I can tell you I started, unless I have my calculator in front
right.
of me, and I can pause the recorder to do my calculations. But anyway, I started as a hobby in December 2005, and I started doing this full-time as my career in January 2008. So it was 2 years as a hobby, and then Since 2008, I've been doing it full time.
Okay.
But my passion, Mark, is that I am passionate. I'm more passionate about what's happened in my mind as it relates from the shift of the mindset of an employee to actually now considering myself a business owner. And it's weird because I can tell you right when I left my career in insurance, I knew I was self-employed. But I heard the term entrepreneur, and in my mind, that did not define who I was. When I heard people talking about business owners, that didn't click that I was a business owner. I was self-employed. I worked for myself. I knew that I was, with some of the things I did, I applied for a business license. You know, I have a, employer identification number.
Right. I have one too.
I have all of that stuff. So the government sees me as a business, but my mind did not see me as a business. And so much has happened, in my mind when it comes to all of a sudden it's like as an employee, I remember the first time I started coaching for a fee and I was charging $50 an hour. And in my mind, that's a lot of money because as an employee side, I didn't realize how much money the business had to make to be able to pay me the money that they did. And so many things had to change in my mind. And what's really interesting, and this is what I've always wanted to do with my podcasting, is I have a mission in life to take all of the experiences that I have, anything that's positive, anything that's good, anything that I'm learning in life, and I instantly want to share it with anybody that it could benefit. And the thing is that for a while, the greatest thing that I think I had to offer was my experience that I was having through how I got started with a podcast and how I learned what I was learning about the equipment and what cables to use and what microphone to use and stuff like that.
Right.
And finally, I got to the place, Mark, where I found what worked for me. And I do have somewhat of this philosophy. Some people disagree. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
So I've already found out what works for me after.
Right.
I've got over 3,200 episodes of podcasts, and I've done over 30 different shows. I'm not exploring new people always, what's the next thing in podcast? Well, the next thing is to create another episode.
That's right.
Create another episode. I'm not looking for the latest breakthrough advancement in podcasting. That's not my main passion. My thing is wow, look at what's going on in my business and my mind. And so I want to actually help people in that area. And so today I'm known as the Podcast Answer Man, and I'm certainly not giving that up anytime soon. But 10 years from now, will I consider myself the Podcast Answer Man, or will I be the business mindset answer man?
I mean, what I hear you saying is you've gotten to your core value is to bring value to people, and you've grown personally where you can bring more than podcasting to people.
Exactly. In 2009, after 1 year of business, I really didn't have very much to offer in the realm of how to create and maintain a successful business. But I was very successful in adding value to people's lives and how to create and maintain a successful podcast. So basically in 2008, 2009, podcasting was the logical thing for me to pursue in coaching and consulting and training, because that was the greatest value I had. That was the greatest asset that I had to provide value to people. And today I still have that asset, and I think that it's more valuable today than it was then. And obviously people pay a whole lot more money for my training and consulting and coaching in the area of podcasting than they ever did before,
right?
Because I have a lot more to offer in that area. But now what I've experienced is that I've got a whole lot more that I want to share than just podcasting. And so that's why the Next Level Mastermind and several other things that I'm pursuing are broader and definitely are not necessarily directly related to or connected to podcasting.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to spend the day with you on Friday. I'm excited about the people that I know are going to be there. Very impressive collection of attendees. So I will be giving you some full, unfiltered feedback on what I think about Friday, but I'm very, very excited. So that's good. I do want to shift gears on you a little bit here. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I also have a podcast.
Yeah, late night internet.
You can sing the jingle. That's impressive. So thank you very much. I may change the show intro.
Yeah. Where to begin?
I may change the intro and just dub you in. How would that be? I wonder. What do you think Jeff Smith would think if I took out his music and put in your version?
He'd probably shoot you.
Yeah, he probably would. Okay, so I have at least four listeners. I know because they emailed me and wanted to hear questions from the podcast Answer Man. So here they are.
Did you get the guy from the guy's name you butchered? Did he call you in yet?
No, he never. The guy from Zimbabwe or Uganda. Yeah. No, I haven't heard from him yet. Man. I need to reach out to him again. So Shane and Jocelyn reached out on Twitter, and the thing they want to know from you is if you could interview any Disney character for a podcast, which Disney character would it be and why?
With any Disney character, man, you know, I should have thought of this one ahead of time. That is a wide range of different people. I mean, you've got not just Mickey Mouse, Pluto, but you got all the Disney movies. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins and why?
I would, you know, for me, I'd say Mary Poppins because of her cheerful disposition.
Yeah.
You know, she was somebody who always had a positive attitude and took action and, you know, she turned mundane things into a game. And so I kind of like that kind of personality, that attitude. And I remember as a kid watching Mary Poppins and as an adult, going back and watching it again and just having fun, even in a time that was so simple and less technically advanced than we are today, thinking, man, watching this movie, if I lived in the time that they actually, the period of time, if I hung out with Mary Poppins for a day, I'd have a really great day.
You know, that's the second time, we've only been talking for 12 minutes and 50 seconds, and that's the second time you've made some reference to mindset. The first thing you said was, the real key, I'm paraphrasing here, but the real key to your business, to the growth of your business and getting everything to the next level was a shift in mindset. And then the thing you just said was you would want to interview Mary Poppins because of her mindset and how that would affect you if you were with her for a day. How important is this mindset thing for entrepreneurs? I mean, you know, we hear about it. People pay lip service to it. Can you give me some feeling about where you are on this whole topic of how you think about yourself and your own business and why that's important?
I believe that life itself, not just business, but life itself all comes down to our mindset and what we think of ourselves, what we think of, you know, what our identity is, what our mission and purpose in life is, what is possible and what's not possible, what we think is possible and what is not possible. Mindset is everything to me. That's the one thing I realized. And by the way, I struggle with a negative mindset just as much as any other person. But man, what's been broadened is my capacity for having a positive mindset. If you think of mindset as a muscle, it's the one thing I want to exercise and stretch the most. And the more I stretch and exercise the muscle of my mindset, my life expands in great ways. And so mindset's everything for me. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. No matter who's listening to this podcast, I can tell you right now, if you are pursuing a business and you're pursuing an income from your business, the amount of money you are making today is directly related to the confidence that you have in generating income.
Awesome. And I think if I were knowing you as I do, I would say, or I'll ask you, is it true that your main tool for modifying your mindset is your Kindle reader?
Actually, it is.
Probably, that's a big tool.
It's a big tool.
Because we're not born with this mindset,
no,
right?
No,
I mean,
no,
you
no,
said it
all.
Yourself. You started out with one mindset. Now you've got a completely different, much more conducive mindset. your Kindle reader is a big part of that. Kindle. I know you've got this book list and you've read all these great books, most of which I've read as well. That's not the biggest tool.
It's not the biggest one. It is certainly maybe one. It's one of the biggest tools. What you and I have done before hitting the record button, and even now, even with the record button going, having conversations with other people who have a different mindset than I do, that I have. You have experienced success in areas that I haven't. I've experienced success in areas that you haven't. And when we come together and have conversations, and I say, well, you might say, well, Cliff, I'm really struggling with this. I'm like, well, that's no big deal. This is how you do that. And I say, well, I'm really struggling with this. I don't think it's possible. And you say, well, no, Cliff, it's totally possible, and here's how you could do it. And as a result of a conversation with just one other person, my mindset is expanded. What's the realm of possibility has increased, and now as a result of that, I am now moving towards things. I'm actually setting goals that I once never thought were possible, and now I think it's possible. I'm setting new goals, and now I'm moving towards having success in those areas of life. And so it's one-on-one conversations. It's mastermind groups. It's the reason why we're doing the Next Level One Day Mastermind event. It's through business mentors that I have. It's through listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
So I can tell you right now, where do I get all of this? I am not just a student of books. I'm not just a student of podcasts. I'm not just a student of conversations with mentors and peers. I am a student of life. Believe it or not, you know what I've been doing, Mark, for the last couple days?
Besides hanging out with me?
Besides hanging out with you. For the last...
Which is the highlight of your summer.
It
right?
is, absolutely.
Okay, very good. Just glad we're clear on that.
For the last 3 weeks, almost all of my free time has been spent watching season... I just finished last night the first 30 episodes of the original Star Trek season series. I just finished the episode 30 last night.
Your goal being to live long and prosper?
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
And can I tell you, Mark... I'm learning success principles, and I'm expanding my mindset by watching a 1960s sci-fi television show.
And how is that?
It basically through the storytelling of the way that they do. It's just they throw out all kinds of wonderful mental mindsets of people. You know, there was an episode. It was episode 29 of the season, and this is on Netflix. If anybody wants to go watch it, go watch season 1, episode 29.
I'll put a link in the show notes.
Captain Kirk and Commander and Spock go to this planet, and there's this group of people, and they're thinking these people are Luddites,
right?
You know, they're totally incapable of making decisions, making technical advances. They just seem complacent, and it's annoying to Captain Kirk. He's like, we can help you, and the Klingons are about ready to occupy this planet, and it's like they're coming, and we're not going to do anything. We're fine. We're okay. And of course, you know, Kirk and Spock think they're superior to this race of people.
Right.
And I'm not going to blow the whole thing. I'm not going to, because I encourage people to go watch
it. I won't either. I'm very familiar with this episode, yeah.
But it really helps you. And what I love is the storytelling shows you the mindset difference. And by the way, the very last scene of that, I encourage you, go watch this. The very last scene of that episode, Kirk's back on the bridge of the Enterprise, and he has a very real revelation about what his mindset is and his purpose in the world.
Excellent.
It's just little things like that. So, Mark, where do I look for everything to expand my mindset?
Excellent. So, I wasn't expecting to go to Star Trek, but I love that because that segues into another question that we have from listener Mitch. Now, I think you actually know Mitch. He's involved. I don't know if you guys have actually met, but he's involved with actually creating the podcast movement conference, yeah. Right? So this conference that we're at. So Mitch Todd, he's a buddy of mine, lives here in Dallas. He's done a lot of podcasting. His question for you, actually he submitted many, but the one that's relevant here is USS Enterprise versus Millennium Falcon. Who wins?
Oh, wow. You know, I'd say the Enterprise.
And why?
Why? Because I grew up watching Star Wars, and I was probably more of a fan of Star Wars than I was Star Trek growing up. But the more that I watch Star Trek, the more advanced I think things are. You know, you've got the rebels, they're trying to fight against the evil empire, but with Star Trek you have this federation that is actually exploring, and they have the prime directive, and they have this desire to go out and learn new things to help benefit all, not just their own civilization, but they're looking to always protect and serve other people. So I think anybody who has the mindset and desire to go out and serve other people and put their lives on the line to further expand their mindset, I think that they'll win in the long run.
So it's interesting. The way I'd summarize that is you pick the USS Enterprise not just because they have photon torpedoes, which are totally cool, but because they have a well-defined mission and value statement. They know where they're headed.
Exactly.
Right? That's not too different from Cliff Ravenscraft, really.
And right? You know what? They're disciplined people. You know, and they have a chain of command, and you know, as you know, Han Solo and Chewie sometimes don't agree and get along too well.
That's exactly right.
But man, if all of a sudden, you know, the captain has to beam down, I'm sure Mr. Scott could man things at the helm for a while.
So you've got this new house, you've got the next level studios. Does this mean that you're going to be installing some photon torpedoes that you can launch from there? Or?
Anything's possible, I guess.
Okay, last question. And then I have a big question. Last question from a listener is, they really like your show, and this question is from longtime listener Kent. Now, Kent lives here in Texas, although he never makes it to my meetups. I don't know what's up with that, but he's about an hour away. We're working on it, though. But Kent wants to know if your episodes, which he really, really likes, are available on 8-track.
On 8-track. You know what? That is a great question. I probably should do that just so that I have distribution everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But
be everywhere. Like Pat says,
exactly.
Be everywhere. So that means you need 8-track, and you also need 33 RPM vinyl, right?
Yeah, that would be
vinyl's coming back. I was in Urban Outfitters the other day, and they're selling record players and records.
Yeah.
Yeah, vinyl's coming back.
You know, the funny thing is, though, is most of those record players I see in some of the stories, they're the same quality as the Fisher-Price.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully the electronics are better. I'm in the electronics business, so hopefully those are better.
Hold on one second. I know it was a silly question, but I'm trying to imagine what my archive of content would look like if somebody had an 8-track of all the content that I produced. I wonder...
Oh, 3,000 episodes? I don't know what the runtime is on an 8-track, but it's not much more than a full album, as I recall.
Yeah.
You can get a full album on there, which is what? 10?
Well,
so it's a podcast episode.
They have Dark Side of the Moon.
It would be 3,000 carts, right? Because
yeah.
It's 30 or 40 minutes of music.
Wow.
So it would be a room full of 8-tracks.
You know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea just to take all my digital stuff and back them up to 8-tracks.
That's right. So, and I bet you could hire Kent to do that for you.
Yes.
Okay, so Kent, expect a call from the podcast Answer Man. Okay, very good. So my last question for you is, you know, because we meet once a week and so forth, you're familiar with my audience, and you have this passion around business coaching and life coaching and, you know, helping people grow their businesses or change their mindset in the way that you've been able to do that for Podcast Answer Man, to help them. So if you had one thing you could say to my audience, which is comprised of people who are either starting an internet business or trying to create a side business or trying to get going, right? What would you say to those people? If you had one something to say and somebody just hit you cold with a question like I just did that I didn't tell you about ahead of time, what would you say?
Definitely, I would recommend that you find somebody who is doing what... Okay. And by the way, I've heard this advice given to me a number of times, but listen to my words. Decide right now what you want your life to look like 5 years from now. All right? Maybe you take a day off of work or take one of the days on the weekend, one of your days off work, and you go away and you get away and you dream about what your perfect life, like an entire day of your life. What does it look like? Where do you live? How much money are you making? How are you making your money? Dream about where you are in 5 years. Then, once you have that picture, go find 5, 10, or 15 people who live that lifestyle today and develop relationships with those people.
Awesome. I love it. Cliff, I am a better person and my life is better because you and I are friends. Thank you very much. And thanks for taking what was supposed to be 3 minutes of your time to sit down and talk with me. My listeners will appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And I can say exactly the same thing, Mark. My life is definitely better, and it was the best decision I made to come here on Tuesday instead of Friday.
Now, in case I have two listeners or three listeners that don't know where to find you, where is the best place to hook up with you online, and where can people learn more about Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, and proud owner of the Next Level Studios?
Absolutely. I would encourage people to start out at podcastanswerman.com/about. There's a story, a video with my story in it. And if you are really interested, I would go there first.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Cliff. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to spending the rest of the weekend with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Hey guys, well, I hope you really enjoyed that. If you're interested in Cliff's Next Level conference, either this one or future ones, he's going to have many more of these. You can find the link to that at the show notes at latenightim.com/next-level. That's not an affiliate link or anything. That's just a link to the thing. I believe in it. Heck, I'm attending it, spending an entire day there with him tomorrow. So I hope you are as excited by that idea as I am. I hope you got a lot out of this casual conversation with Cliff, and I can't wait to talk to you again in a few days where we're going to start talking about website traffic and the more developments at the Rankings Institute. Until that time, get something done. Go take some action. Go do something crazy. Be bold. Do stuff. And I'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
You know, one of the things that Cliff talked about when I asked him, you know, at the end, when I asked him about, you know, what's the most important thing, and he talked about this networking and masterminding kind of idea. Man, I cannot overstate the importance of that. That is so critical. And I can't tell you just the effect of spending just an hour this morning with Cliff. I mean, that relationship alone to me has been worth so much. And there's not any reason that you can't have Cliffs in your life, people that inspire you and motivate you and challenge you and expect you to do more, people that you want to to impress because you want them to, you know, you want them to be as excited about what you're doing. I mean, they motivate you in so many different ways. That is such a powerful thing, to be around like-minded people that are rooting for you and who you get energy out of hearing them say, wow, you did a great job, or you get advice from, or you get encouragement from, or you aspire to be like. Cliff is sort of all those things for me. And this group that I've been a part of with Cliff and my good friend Pat, who I love dearly, and Michael Stelzner, who is just amazing, just an amazing business mind, and Leslie Samuel, who just inspires me to be more than I am. I mean, this guy is just so amazing. These guys, taken together, just have an enormous impact on me. You can build groups like that, and I encourage you to do that. That's one of the super secret sauces. If you look at what all these other people are doing, the guys that are really successful, they're all surrounding themselves with like-minded individuals, and I encourage you to do the same. I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in the same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet.